Hi, I'm Carol Sliwa, a senior writer with TechTarget Storage Sites. My guest today is Jeff Byrne. Jeff is a senior analyst and consultant at Tenasia Group, an analyst firm based in Hopkinton, Massachusetts. Jeff will be speaking with us about how to get data out of public cloud storage. Jeff, if a business has stored data with a cloud provider and needs to gain access to it, how much work is involved? Generally speaking, how would you characterize the process in terms of time and ease?
Well, Carol, these days it's generally pretty straightforward. I would say that the ease of access and time required really depends on the type and format of data that a user has and the service levels for that specific type of storage. So, for example, developers that are writing new applications for execution in the cloud will often utilize a cloud-based object storage service such as Amazon S3. And to access their data in S3, developers use a web services API based on REST principles. And these days, most cloud storage APIs, including those supported in Amazon S3 and in OpenStack Storage Cloud, conform to REST. So it's a fairly universally available API. So continuing with our example, on Amazon S3, developers access and manipulate their object data in their S3 buckets and can use the get command to access a particular data object that's stored in S3. Basically, a developer who's familiar with these REST-conforming APIs can gain rapid access to their data, and I would say that the process is just about as easy as if that data were residing on hard disk storage, let's say, on the developer's laptop or in a data center. Now, that's sort of the quick access example, but, you know, if you're talking about data at the other end of the spectrum, such as archive data, the process can be much longer. So just for example, there's a new service that Amazon has that came out middle of last year called Glacier. And as the name suggests, access to data on Glacier can be very time consuming because it's really designed to be an archival storage service. And the assumption is that user data will be accessed only very infrequently. So in that case, it might take 3 to 5 hours to get your data out.
How much does the method of data access differ among the major cloud storage providers?
Well, the method of data access does vary among different providers, and it's really based on the APIs they support and then the type of data that a user is storing. So again, if you're talking about the case of a developer that's using a cloud object store, such as in S3, it's a fairly straightforward approach, because those REST APIs are, again, available on almost all cloud storage sites. But there are other protocols supported out there still. For example, Azure still supports SOAP. Several sites still support WebDAV. And it's not just these newer protocols, these web-based protocols that are available. There's also a number of providers that support more traditional block or file-based data. So Nervonic, SDN, and IBM Smart Cloud Enterprise, for example, support file-based APIs like NFS and SIS. And then there's other vendors who support block-based access, you know, such as via iSCSI. IBM and CleverSafe are examples of those. One other category I should mention here is this category of cloud storage gateway vendors. A couple examples are Cetera and StorSimple. StorSimple actually is now part of Microsoft. And what these vendors do is provide on-premise appliances that enable access to file or block-based data in major storage clouds. And I really think that these vendors fill an important need for the majority of businesses that want to take advantage of the cloud, its low cost and universal access, and so on, but can't afford themselves to re-architect their applications and data to new cloud formats. And so what these gateways allow them to do basically is to move their existing data into a device where it's then translated into these REST-based formats in the cloud, and then they can gain access locally to that data from their own on-premise appliance.
If a business wants to make a change and transfer data from one cloud provider to another cloud provider, or bring the data back in-house, how tough is that?
When users are looking to put data into a, a cloud site, there's a whole set of services out there. Almost every cloud storage provider provides some kind of initial data seeding service or shuttle service or whatever to get the data in. But when you're looking at getting the data out, it's surprising, but users are still, for the most part, on their own when they want to get data out. And there's really several things that people need to watch out for. One big issue is that there's still a lack of interoperability standards in the cloud industry, which means that businesses that are looking to get their data out must be sure that their new provider, assuming they're moving to a new provider, supports the existing data formats that they're using. So there are tools out there, traditional file transfer tools like FTP, that users can use to move data, but these are not really geared well to moving cloud data. I think if you try those tools, you'll find the process not only time-consuming, but very cumbersome, because you have to still write scripts with those types of tools. And then, you know, if you're doing it on your own, the data transfers themselves are going to be subject to the latency and lack of security that you find on the internet. So I would say that if you're going to be moving significant amounts of data and you can't afford to lose access or compromise that data, you might want to look at third-party data migration solutions. And there are a number of those solutions available. Some of them are open source. Some are commercial, but are not too pricey. And one example that is pretty prominent right now is third-party called Cloudberry Labs, which makes available a tool called Cloud Migrator. And this is supported on Amazon, Azure, Rackspace, etc. And what a product like this will allow you to do is basically move your data directly between buckets, let's say within a cloud site like S3, or from one cloud provider to another. And these services that the tools are based on tend to be both secure and automated, and they also don't require installation of software on a local server, for example. So fairly non-intrusive. You don't have to move data initially to your data center before transferring it to a second provider's cloud. One other alternative here to think about, again, is cloud storage gateway providers, because most gateways support a number of major cloud storage providers, and they have the tools in place to migrate data from one provider to another.
Thanks, Jeff. That concludes our podcast on how to get data out of public cloud storage. We appreciate your listening.